Food safety is at the top of mind for just about everybody these days, but who's in charge of checking? David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. Not too long ago, I did a story about loads of rice that were coming into this country from Vietnam, one of the largest producers and exporters of rice in the world, and unfortunately one that comes under frequent suspicion of violating World Trade Organization obligations. Vietnam's under new scrutiny for violating U.S. food safety regulations. In a six-month period, 95 shipping containers of jasmine rice and rice products from Vietnam were rejected because of illegal levels of pesticide residue. I called Michael Klein of USA Rice. A ship comes in, it's got a load of rice from Vietnam. Tell me about the testing. Do they just independently go in and open up a bag and take a scoop of rice and test it right there at the dock?
That is what they do. So it's similar to when trucks show up, 18-wheelers with trailers filled with rice, shows up, there's a core sample is taken, a probe goes in to the truck in a random location and pulls out a certain amount, maybe 100 grams, 200 grams, and they're testing a couple of things for any kind of residue or substance that's not allowed, and they'll also be testing the quality for grading purpose. So in this case, this rice that was tested, looking over these sheets here, and there are all these codes and stuff. Well, this says process package, so that means that they opened up some packages, tested it, and found that it was in violation. They rejected it.
And what's the governing body that does this?
In this case, it's going to be FDA, Food and Drug Administration. They're in charge of food safety.
That's a good case of Big Brother looking after you.
If it sparks.